my sermon this morning when the game is over. Do you know that when the game is over, we all go home? Let us pray. May the words of my mouth, O Lord, and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord and my Redeemer. In Christ's name, amen. When the game is over. A story was told about a little boy. His father was very, very hungry. And that was in Africa. And his father sent him to go buy food. Here we say restaurant, but over there we say mama put. Mama put meaning a woman that sells food. So you go over there and you say, mama put food for me, and you pay. So that's why we call them mama put. So he was sent to mama put to get food for his father, who was really extremely hungry. The boy went, ran to the place, got the food, and was running back home. And he came across a soccer field and saw his mates playing soccer. He stopped and started watching them, but he was holding tight to the food. He became so enthused in what was happening, he kept the food on the floor and kept watching. And while he was watching, he would look to make sure that the food was okay and intact. He kept watching. A time came, he couldn't control himself. He wanted to go join. So what he did was to ask the people standing around watching to please watch the food for him. He ran to the field and begged his mates to join in playing soccer. They said, sure. And when he started playing, he became the champion of the whole field. Everybody paid attention to him and cheered him. He kept playing and dazing everyone. It was getting late in the evening. Meanwhile, his parents were looking for him and getting worried about him. So he kept playing, and then when it was evening, it was time to go home. And then they said, the game is over, everybody go home, and people started moving out of the field. That's when the boy realized, oh my goodness, I was sent to buy food. And so he rushed back to where he kept the food with those adults. And he looked down. All he could see was the plate that was messed up completely with dirt. And what happened? Goats had already come to finish the whole food. Oh my goodness, he started crying. A few people were still around and they were telling him, stop crying. And unfortunately, the mama put had gone home, because whenever the game is over, everybody goes home. And so he didn't know what to do. He kept on crying, and they were asking him, stop crying, just go home, explain to your parents what happened. When it was really dark, and in Nigeria, you don't stay in the dark because it's so dangerous. And so he picked his plate of food and was going slowly home and sneaked into the house. So, when the game of life is over, you go home. I go home. When the game was over, the players went home. The spectators went home. Everybody must go home when the game is over, whether you want it or not. And the question is this: when you are going home, are you going to sneak into your house, or are you going to come boldly? Hey, Papa, I'm here. Hey, here is your food. Or are you going to sneak in and hide in the house? Do you know that God has given you food, resources, gifts, things to use, things to bring back to Him? Where did you leave it? I mean, what God has given to you to bring home, where is it? Did you keep it with someone? Did you leave it where? On the field? Byway? Highway? That game will be over. Where you kept that food, that resource, that gift, that ability that God has given to you. Maybe you have neglected it. Maybe you are careless about it. Maybe you don't even care one bit about it. The game will soon be over, and you'll need to go home. And that plate of food, be sure that you have it in your hand, because it will be required of you to bring it home. And you remember the song, "Must I go an empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to greet you. Must I empty-handed go?" Will you go empty-handed to your home? Because you have to go home. If you don't take care of the food that has been given to you, it's not yours. The money was given to this boy, little boy, to go buy. It's not you. It's not you. You didn't contribute anything. Just get the food, take it home. That's all. And we are messing with it, thinking that evening or night will not come, but it will. When the game is over, when the game of life is over, everyone goes home. No matter who we are, no matter what our talents are, whatever you are passing through, whether you are sick or healthy, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are emotionally traumatized, whatever is happening, when evening comes, when night comes, you go home. Must. And the thing is that you can't stop the evening from coming. You can't stop the night from coming. And when that night comes, because night is scary, you will go home. Sometimes we are jobless. Sometimes we have family issues. Sometimes we are sick. Sometimes we are healthy, joyful, happy. Nobody cares what is going on as far as going home is concerned. You'll go home. One man, Dr. Leslie Weatherhead, did an awesome calculation analysis of the average length of a life using the hours of one day to illustrate the importance of recognizing the value of time. And I will tell you the outcome of the research. He concluded and said, if your age is 15, the time for you is 10:25 a.m. If your age is 20, the time for you is 11:34 a.m. If your age is 25, the time for you is 12:42 p.m. If your age is 30, your time is 1:51 p.m. And if you're 35, it's 3 p.m. If you're 40, it's 4:08 p.m. At the age of 45, it's 5:15 for you. If you're 50, the time is 6:25 for you. By the age of 55, the time is 7:24 p.m. If you're 60, the time is 8:42 for you. But if you're 65, the time is 9:51 for you. And if you are 70, it's already 11 p.m. for you. The time will end at 12 midnight. Don't you see how close you are to the end of the time? But we don't take it seriously. You know, especially in this country, it's like, you know, in my country we say, man, die, go. Meaning, you die, you go. Yeah, people die, they get buried, it's forgotten. But it hasn't removed the fact that we are going home to present something. To present ourselves. Are you ready to go home? Because the time may not even get to 12 midnight. If you are 20, it's this. If you are 30, it's possible for you to be 20 and it's 12 midnight for you. The reason is that it is appointed unto people to die once. After that, the judgment. We don't have a hand in it. All must go home someday, sometime. It may be sooner than we even imagine. And that's the reason we read today about Moses. The psalm that we read, Psalm 90, was written by Moses. This is the oldest psalm in the scriptures. And Moses said, the days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80, if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. And therefore, he said, so teach us to count our days, count our hours, that we may gain a wise heart. We need to consider. We need to think. We need to be praying for every single minute. Be sure that you know Christ personally. That's what I say on this pulpit, and I will not stop saying it. If you are not personally connected with Christ, I am telling you honestly, I have to tell you the truth. The reason is that I will account for you. If I don't tell you the truth, I will be in trouble. Make sure you know Christ personally. Make sure you surrender to him. And you can boldly say, I am sure that Christ lives in my heart. You can boldly say, I am going home because I am going to meet Jesus Christ with something. If you don't, keep coming to church, it won't do you no good. Honestly, go through the scriptures, you will affirm what I am saying. As many as receive Christ, he gives the power to become God's children. Know Christ. St. Paul wanted to say something. St. Paul said, as for me, I know that 12 midnight is coming, and soon. And I will read it. As for me, I am already being poured as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only me, but as many people as know him. Can you say that? Honestly. Can you say, oh yeah, I'll die tomorrow. I'm ready. Because I have Christ. It's not about you. We didn't contribute to it. Jesus died. and give us eternal life. All he's asking, accept the eternal life, be intentional about it. Lord, yes, you died for me. I want you in my heart. I want you to be the Lord of my life. You can go to him without what he has given to you. And what has he given to you? He has given to you eternal life. You must make sure you deliver that plate. The mama put may have gone. You may not have chance to go back to get that food again. The little boy, even if the mama put was still there, the money wasn't there for him to buy another one. He didn't have any extra money. But unfortunately, though, everything was against him. Even the people that were cheering him, gone home. The people he was playing with, gone home. He was there by himself. And that's the reason he was going home by himself. Everybody goes by themselves, one by one. It's individual. It's not as a group. Must I go an empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to greet you. Must I empty-handed go? Let us pray. Tell God how much you love him. And I want us to mean this. Tell God you love him. I know you love him. That's why you left everything. You dressed up this morning, even under the rain, to be here. That's awesome. He loves it. So I know you love him. Tell him, I love you so much, Lord. You died for me. Come into my heart. I really want to commit my life to you. Surrender yourself to him. Tell him the plate of food that you have given to me, the resources, the gifts, eternal life, I will bring it back to you. Thank you, dear Lord, for answering our prayers this morning. May you help me, O God, to be able to go home with joy. May you help me, O Father, to please bring back the plate of food that you have given to me. Do the same with all of us here and all our relatives and friends, all to the glory of your holy name. May we rejoice that we know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.